This is the State Capitol Report on the morning show, and I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent. Our next guest is chair of the Wisconsin Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections, the vice chair of Government Accountability and Oversight, and the state representative for the 22nd Assembly District in Wisconsin. From Menominee Falls, Representative Janelle Branchen. And we invite you to join our conversation this morning with your questions. 1-800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Representative, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to you, Lee.
Thank you. And so you were recently among a group of state legislators who traveled to Arizona to witness an ongoing audit of the 2020 election results. Why did you go?
I think it was a great opportunity to see, you know, there's been so much in the media about what exactly was happening in Arizona. So it was a real privilege to be able to see what that actually meant.
And from what did you see?
You know, it's a very detailed process. It was a process of almost, 2,800 volunteers who had the opportunity over several months to go ahead and watch a recount in an audit process that really we've never seen before in this country. It was an opportunity for them to actually go through ballots and photograph if they had been indented or had the felt marker have the opportunity to bleed through. So they were looking to see if there were copies or if there had actually been ballots that had been used by a marker or a ballpoint pen. They also had the opportunity to an incredible hand count process. And, you know, this is all available online, and it has been since the beginning. It was guarded. The whole process was guarded by the troopers there in Arizona. And, you know, I think it's that opportunity to bring sunlight, right? That's what we want to make sure that our elections are fair and they're transparent. And that was the process that I think they're looking to make sure that there's sunlight to the process of having elections.
The Maricopa County Board, controlled 4-1 by Republicans, has denounced the audit. The Associated Press says Arizona has already conducted two audits. The Secretary of State of Arizona is now warning that observers are not allowed to be watching the audit or are not allowed in anymore. That was over the weekend. Is this a partisan audit?
Well, I don't know how you can have a partisan audit when you have so many volunteers being part of the process. The volunteers that have been in there and had the opportunity to work, which none of them are being paid, had to sign a non-disclosure. And I think the report is coming out fairly soon to have that opportunity to talk about what they have found. You know, the attorney general for the state has made it clear that they want to continue the process. And I don't know how it's really a partisan audit when you have cameras overhead 24/7.
So after visiting Arizona, WisPolitics.com has a headline about you calling for something similar in Wisconsin. What would that mean from your perspective?
Well, I think, you know, we do have an audit going on right now in the state of Wisconsin, and that has been going on since February. We've, you know, have a very clear team of auditors that provide all kinds of information on many subjects. I guess my concern is going into our audit that we make sure we bring sunlight to the whole process. You know, COVID in itself created a voting situation that we've never really had in 2020, right? We had so many absentee ballots because of COVID that it kind of exposed a couple of short-sighting things that we've had in a process for absentee ballots that was, you know, a few hundred, now became hundreds of thousands. So, you know, that goes back to the fact that, you know, ballot harvesting, curing ballots, you know, a uniform request for balloting, the indefinite confined issues. These are all the type of things that, unfortunately, we're going to be dealing with again in 2022, unless we have that opportunity, which we recently gave to the governor, to try to talk about these things, right? Let's make a very clear and transparent playing field going forward so that we don't have to deal with many of the inconsistencies that, you know, our Supreme Court didn't say it was right or wrong. They just said it was too late. So we should be dealing with this now. Our laws are very clear that we have 22 months to go through elections. and that we have 22 months to go through the ballots and the tabulators and all of that information. So this is that opportunity to let people know that, hey, we're going to bring sunshine to it and it all makes sense.
So you're referencing the Legislative Audit Bureau and their ongoing audit of the 2020 election in Wisconsin. And would that is that what you were referring to when you returned to Arizona? Would that suffice for another audit of this election?
I think it's another opportunity. It's certainly been an ongoing, and the first one that was set up, since almost February. Does that sound right, Lee?
Yeah.
That it's been, you know, going on and taking a look at the information, but you know, between February and where we are today, you know, we haven't talked about, you know, CTCL, Civic Tech for Civic Life, which is, you know, another 5 lawsuits and complaints that we have in the state of Wisconsin. Another thing from 2020 that was different than any other election. And, you know, I don't know how much you've covered it, but having a New Yorker basically fly in from the National Vote at Home Institute and have keys to the counting room, have set up his own curing process against the will of the sitting clerk, to create a situation of voting navigators, which I don't know what that is, and I don't know that it was ever defined, certainly not defined in law.
I'm sorry, Representative Branch, and I just want to make sure I'm following. You're referencing the Center for Technology and Civic Life, a contribution of over $6 million that went to 5...
Almost 10. Yeah, almost 10 by the time the additional monies came through.
And that money was largely approved by the municipalities, as I understand it, correct? Which city clerk was did not want that money?
Well, I think, first of all, the money itself was put under a contract from to allow a 2020 safe voting plan. And if that 2020 safe voting plan wasn't followed, the money could be clawed back. And I think that alone should make everybody think, you know, for a minute, why they went to basically the 5 communities. Now, it did give money, CTCO did give money to other communities, but nowhere to the amount that we're talking about with Kenosha, Racine, Green Bay, Milwaukee, and Dane counties.
There were, as I understand, and I'm taking this from The Virus and the Vote, which is a compendium of research from Stanford and MIT that was put out on July 1st. There were 2 lawsuits for the Center for Technology and Civic Life that were adjudicated, one before and one after the election. It was former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Hagedorn who said that the plaintiffs came nowhere close to establishing their claims with facts. And you mentioned 3 other lawsuits that I'm unfamiliar with, Representative Branch, and what do you know about those?
Well, I think you're misquoting the current complaints that are out there right now for the 5 communities. And that was really because they had not gone through WEC first, the Wisconsin Elections Commission. You know, Wisconsin does have a procedure, and if it's not followed, certainly the courts have concerns. So, yes, all 5 of these communities are right now, all 5 are going forward with the concerns for CTCL and making sure that, listen, at the end of the day, do we want quid pro quo? Do we want the highest bidder to have the opportunity to put their own individuals, be it nonprofit, into the counting rooms? I mean, and yes, Green Bay had concerns. Those are certainly on my website if you want to go to it at Rep. Branch, and has all the emails that we found in February about the clerk saying, no, I am not satisfied with your curing process. I've been the clerk for 20 years. I mean, these are the kinds of concerns that we should have going forward to make sure that that is one of the bills that we put on the governor's desk. And should third-party money, if we want to keep transparency, should third-party money be part of our election process?
We're talking with Wisconsin's rules for elections with Republican State Representative Janelle Branchon of Menominee Falls, taking your calls at 1-800-642-1234, where Mary is standing by from Milwaukee. Mary, you're on the air with State Representative Janelle Branchon.
Good morning. Thank you, Representative. Since you want to be so transparent, I'd like to know how your trip was paid for from going to Arizona.
It was paid for by a third-party group? It was, I was there less than 24 hours.
Okay. Interesting.
WispPolitics.com says Voices and Votes, a 501c4, which is run
nonprofit?
By...
Nonprofit?
Yeah, which is run by the anchor, Christina Bob from One America News Network.
Yeah, I believe so. I couldn't tell you.
And, I've seen the video of Christina.
I mean, I don't know who their board is, but yeah. I think we were pretty transparent about it.
Okay. Any other questions, Mary?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Steve from Stoughton now. Steve, you're on the air with State Representative Janelle Branchen.
Hi. Good morning. Look, during the whole election last year and the fiasco that ensued, I kept saying, why don't we have national standards? Why don't we have national standards? And here we are talking about a trip to Arizona to look at some fiasco audit. Why don't we have national voting standards?
State representative?
Well, the Constitution is very clear. It's states' rights. The states, remember, were called the United States. So states in Georgia, states in Florida have different voting laws. Wisconsin's are incredibly generous in the sense that compared to other states, in this state, you have the ability to show up and vote, register and vote on the same day, which is not really, many states don't have that. So we certainly want to make sure that it's easy to vote in the state of Wisconsin.
I want to get other questions in this morning, if available, 1-800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Our guest this morning is State Representative Janelle Branchen, who recently traveled to Arizona to find out about the third-party audit that has been going on since May. As you heard here, the Legislative Audit Bureau from the state of Wisconsin, a nonpartisan organization, is currently conducting their own audit, and the results are expected by fall. So if you have questions about what's next for our elections, your vote and your voice in Wisconsin, happy to handle those along with our guest this morning, State Representative Janelle Branchen. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. This is the State Capitol Report on the Ideas Network. I'm Lee Rayburn, and our guest is State Representative Janelle Branchen. I welcome your questions this morning about our elections and the power of partisanship and your voice, your vote. 1-800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. And Representative Branchen, just from WPR News, they found that Wisconsin clerks reported 238 possible voter fraud cases dating back through 2016 throughout every election, including about 20 throughout the elections of 2020. What are your top concerns with those sorts of numbers about running elections in Wisconsin?
Well, I don't think that report is completely accurate because there have been, 172 additional felons that had been part of the report that I think is still coming out. It does take a couple months for the ERIC process to compare people across states, people who have been maybe adjudicated. We have a couple of those cases, too. But, you know, this is really about making sure that we don't have a problem. Is there, you know, the opportunity to maybe look at the router logs to make sure that we don't have a situation where information did come in on the tabulators themselves? I mean, there's more to just going through and recounting the ballots we have. Was there an opportunity for ballots to maybe have some ballots that need to go through and be viewed again? So, like I say, it's a pretty in-depth process that really hasn't been done before because a lot of it has to do with the fact that, listen, at the end of the day, the truth is the truth, right?
And well, facts are the facts.
Bringing sunshine to the process, you know, doesn't have to be painful. It really doesn't.
Do you have doubts about the 2020 results in Wisconsin?
With all of the issues that happened in the state of Wisconsin, look at the fact that WEC was unable to clear off their voter logs.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission. Sorry, I just...
Yeah, and I appreciate that you keep on adjusting and making, explaining all of the acronyms. I apologize.
No, I understand completely.
No,
at the Capitol, it's a little bit different. I want to get some other callers in here as they join us. Patrick from Richland County. Good morning. You're on the air with State Representative Janelle Branchin from Menominee Falls.
Well, State Representative Branchin, thanks for showing up. I got a couple questions for you. You only have to answer one, though, whichever one you choose. Number one, you're implying, of course, that our county clerks who take care of the voting in all the counties and our neighbors who help them do it are either incompetent or can't be trusted. Number two, do you happen to know the number of cases that were thrown out of court on behalf of the Trump group challenging the election results across the United States? There were a ton of them, but do you know how many were actually thrown out of court when they challenged election results?
I don't know that answer, Patrick.
Yeah, it's over 50.
Yeah. Okay. Patrick, Patrick, good morning to you. How are you? And I do show up to work every day, and I certainly take phone calls every day.
Right.
But the question should be, I don't know, I think it's the number of 63, but I think the issue is that we need to make sure that what happened with the Supreme Court and others, they chose not to take it. Did you ever by chance read the dissent from the Wisconsin Supreme Court? And it was very clear from the justices, that it was a 4-3 vote, that said, we are not providing guidance. You're not providing the clarity on elections to make sure that people have confidence in the system. And I can't speak to, I haven't read the others, but I have read the one for the state of Wisconsin on a 4-3 vote. And the question then becomes, are we going to make guidance clear on many of these issues, ballot harvesting, curing ballots? Listen, this should be cut and dry as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
I'm sorry, Jen, I don't
mean to interrupt Representative Branchin, but I do want to ask while we have the time about Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. You're the chair of the Elections and Campaigns Committee in the Assembly. But Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is, as we've seen in the news, hired former State Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman to oversee an election review by retired police officers. Where do your calls for an Arizona-style audit, as cited in the WisPolitics.com story, fall within the purview of what the Assembly Speaker is doing right now with a review of the 2020 elections?
Well, I think we can. Well, first of all, I'd like to answer his other question.
Oh, sorry.
If I don't trust our neighbors, and of course I do. Yeah. But you also are looking at a system where many of the clerks do let the programming to be done by third-party groups. Ballots are done by third-party groups. A lot of heavy decisions from WEC.
What do you mean ballots are done by third-party groups? Can you explain that, please?
Well, that's actually what was said by Megan Wolf, that ballots designed, I want to be real clear about ballot designs, can be done by third-party groups from the conversation that we had, because this group from New York, from the National Vote at Home, did come to the state of Wisconsin designing ballots, and that is things that they had put forward. I think there's some uncertainty about what ballot designs they had picked or not.
Who should decide how? It's a good question. Who should decide how our ballots formed? As there have been questions of don't forget to flip over your ballot, and you know where you end up on the ballot can certainly cost you. So who should decide that?
Well, you know, and that is the nerd, right? That is the getting down to the details of making sure that everybody gets the opportunity to read it properly and that it's read properly on the edges. Because that has a lot to do with
the
coding, too.
Do you think the state legislature, in conjunction with the governor, should have some say in this measure?
I think the larger question is, should third-party groups have anything to do with this measure? I think it is the role of the clerk, because our law is incredibly clear about that, and that I don't know that I need a guy from New York to fly in and be able to be designing the ballots for the state of Wisconsin. I don't think that's necessary.
We're talking about Wisconsin's rules for elections with our guest, Republican State Representative Janelle Branchin of Menominee Falls, and your calls at 1-800-642-1234, where Mark in Fox City is standing by. Mark, you're on the air with State Representative Branchin. Good morning.
Good morning. I really think that it's important that we continue this great conversation about the importance of a valid and integrity-laden election process. Knowing that Wisconsin has been talking about fair maps and voter, people picking, candidates picking their voters, when will the Wisconsin legislature actually address fair voter maps? I know there have been a number of studies stating that the statistical probability of the number of Republicans elected doesn't make sense with the number of voters.
We got limited time here. So, State Representative Branchen, what about our redistricting in Wisconsin?
I think we're all waiting for the Biden administration to come forward with the census that's been held up.
So,
and, you know, at that point, we will certainly work with the governor to get maps that we can agree to.
Is there expectations that we will have redrawn lines for the 2022 elections?
Well, it's based on the census.
So are there expectations do you expect that we will redraw our congressional district lines, our voting lines, or will we be in different?
I have no power on that. That's something that we'll work with the governor. And you know, it's hard to have a conversation about that until you see the census numbers.
With the Legislative Audit Bureau's audit ongoing about the elections, with the Assembly Speaker's investigation with former Supreme Court Justice Gableman, and with your call for an Arizona-style election, what should voters in Wisconsin be watching for next, Representative Branchen?
Well, I think the point is for the next 22 months, although we're already 7 months into this, having the opportunity to go through the information we have, to continue looking at giving people the confidence that it's a fair and transparent election is part of the oversight that is necessary from the committee. And I'm certainly committed to making sure that we continue to bring sunlight to issues such as CTCL coming to the state of Wisconsin.
Free, fair, and transparent elections. State Representative Branchen, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
We completely agree with that. Thank you so much for your time.
Just ahead, we can use trees to fight extreme heat? No, that's not a question. That's a statement. Stay tuned. I'm Lee Rayburn. You've been listening to the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. This is the Ideas Network.